Geek Radio Daily, Friday, June the 20th of 2008. All the geek without the weight. Billy, guess what it is. What is it? Just guess.
Armistice Day?
I don't know. The weekend, it's, baby!
It is!
That's what I'm talking about!
You know what that means. You got a lot of work coming up ahead of you.
Yeah.
Because I'm going on vacation.
That's true, you're leaving.
I'm going on vacation.
You were leaving, and this is the big River Fest. Tappahannock River Fest.
The biggest annual event in Essex County.
It is. It's true. All the people, all the doubters, the haters who don't think Tappahannock, Virginia, where we broadcast, actually exists.
And you watch how the crabs are racing.
Bring it. We do have crab races.
We do.
That is true.
There's no lie there.
Over there being somewhat facetious, but he is going on vacation.
Yes.
That's Billy Flynn.
So why are you here?
Yeah, I know. Because you're going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Literally.
I haven't been to Pirates of the Caribbean since they put Johnny Depp in it.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
More ways than one. I'm the vicar.
Get your hands off my junk.
Oh, yeah. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Man, you know, I still feel like this is day three now
of
low energy.
Yeah.
I am not. I'm still not feeling particularly well. That's actually the issue. I don't know what my deal is, but I'm not feeling great. And I'm not on a lot of sleep. So sorry about the energy level of the show, guys.
And I've randomly had friends come down who are off work.
Oh, that's right.
Going to amusement parks, and I've been hanging out.
You've been sitting up late and all this kind of crazy stuff before coming to the radio station.
And still doing some sort of workout in the morning.
You have been. You rock on. So anyway, we've had a real spike in listenership in the last few days. So
thanks for stopping by.
You guys there.
Don't do that crap. Guys that are listening. First time.
You are so weak-willed. These are not the robots you were looking for.
You guys who are maybe listening for the first time, hello, thank you. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the exciting action pack.
The zaniness that you've heard about on this show, no, your friends weren't lying. It will be back.
No, they were lying.
Just not next week. Because Billy Flynn's on vacation.
Oh, that's true.
The whole of next week, you know? Anyway, all right, let's get this
shall
moving.
We do this proper then?
Okay.
Yeah, sitting out with a bang,
TV
dog.
For tonight, baby. Here's what's on. Let me tell you right now, ain't nothing.
Really?
It licks balls. I'm sorry, but TV viewing tonight,
well, depending
nothing.
On your... Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. ABC tonight, Sherry Shepherd and Cameron Matheson.
Yes! Rock! What are they
They're
doing?
They're hosting tonight's Daytime Emmy Awards over on ABC.
That's fantastic.
I know. Not only is The View nominated...
Yeah?
...for the 11th time, they've lost 10 times in a row.
Right.
But also... Lifetime Achievement Award, Regis Philbin.
Oh,
hey, bring it.
That's sweet. Maybe Pat Sajak will present that. Tonight on the CW on WWE Friday Night
SmackDown, brother.
Vicky Guerrero's reign of terror continues.
Is it really a reign of terror?
It really is. And get this. It actually says, starring Edge, Kane, MVP, Michelle McCool, and Batista. Starring. So they just admit it now.
Now they list that. Okay. Wow.
It's a soap opera.
So listen, over on Animal Planet...
Yeah.
Meerkat Manor.
Ah.
Okay, listen to this. The Whiskers are attacked by the commandos on Meerkat Manor. Now, I'm assuming these are like tribes of meerkats?
Yes, the ones without pants and the ones...
But do they wear the jackets and do dance routines to fight like in...
When you're commando. You're commando all the way.
Yeah.
The West Side Story.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Some other animals forming gangs over on Fox tonight. It's Tim Burton's... No, it's not really that good Planet of the Apes.
Ooh, over on Fox. Watch for the late Charlton Heston. He's in a cameo in this as an ape.
No, you gave it away.
No, he is. I know.
You damn dirty apes.
Right, spoiler alert. Sorry.
That was mine. So it would be you. That was your joke. Okay, fine.
All right. Bravo tonight is showing Casino, which I know I need to see because I like Clams Casino a lot.
Oh.
But from 1995, I never saw this picture, and I've been told this is a hell of a good picture.
It's pretty good, man. You would enjoy it. Not as much as you'd enjoy tonight's Country Music Television's new episode of Mobile Home Disasters.
Oh, I love that show.
But you know, I bet I know how it ends.
Am I in this one?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, you never know.
Mobile Home? Okay.
AMC. Oh, I loved Mobile Homes when I was a young man. That was one of my requirements for women that I liked when I was... My wife makes fun of me all the time. There has got to be a mobile home somewhere in a girl's history for me to be interested.
Okay.
Anyway, AMC's got the Rask Samalai in 2003.
Good
Tom
movie.
Cruise, he was so hoping he'd be taller than his co-stars. Bring me Asians, people, bring me Asians. And they were still taller than him.
Tonight on the Sci-Fi Channel, Doctor Who, Silence in the Library. Go watch Silence in the Library. Watch it. It is fantastic.
Okay. Sure.
We're watching anything tonight. They were flipping on over that there. Lifetime Television
for Women.
Because tonight, sir, romance grows between a photographer and a Wyoming rancher. Tonight, Terry Polo and Andrew McCarthy star in Straight from the Heart.
Oh, Bryan Adams song, huh?
Yeah, man.
Huh? Terry Polo.
Yeah.
This would be Spanish for Terry Chicken.
Dairy chicken.
Just thought I'd share that with you. Mailbag!
Listen up! It's time for mail call!
All right, dear guys. Last night I got a group together to go to the theaters and have a Marvel double feature night. Iron Man followed by the Hulk.
Sweet.
Watching them build the Marvel Universe on the big screen is fantastic. I have high hopes for the future of Marvel Studios, Walter.
Nice.
Yeah, I do too. And as we said in the episode we just did, episode 16 of GRG Weekly, this Hulk thing, the one thing I really did like about the new Hulk over the old one...
establishes the Marvel Universe.
...is that it is laying out that ultimate universe that we're building now, so that's pretty effing
fantastic.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Jonathan in Birmingham says, hopefully this will make today's episode, but wanted to let you know I gave you guys props on my blog.
Woohoo!
Go to Jonathan's Everyday Life at blogspot.com.
Yeah, we don't sleep much. We'll put it in the show notes. How about
and
that?
Read the latest blog entry about you guys. Have fun. He wrote a nice entry about us telling people that we're just really wonderful, and it made me blush when I read
Jonathan
it.
Jonathan in Birmingham, thank
He's
you so
very,
much. All right,
very
finally
sweet.
From Scott, and it starts out in parentheses, best Will Smith voice. Oh, hell no. I know he didn't just say Dean Koontz was the poor man Stephen King.
No, uh-oh. No, he didn't.
Slap
someone else did.
Yeah, yes. He was talking about whoever was writing,
right.
I think. Koontz knows how to write a tight thriller, something King has forgotten over the last 20 years. Ooh.
Well, he got hit by a van.
Well, that's true.
Right?
You know, give him a break, right? Read Intensity. Kicks the stuffing out of most King novels. Brother Odd is awesome, and the husband was excellent. Not a sentence you say that often.
No, not really.
I'll grant you that most of his stuff isn't Kierkegaard.
Ha. Huh.
I don't get the reference. But he can make you turn the pages. Love and wet kisses, Scott. Okay, well, thank you. So there you go. We've got a little slap fight between Koontz and King going
We're
on our show.
We're
going
to have a wrestling match about
daddy,
it.
So. All right, that's the mailbag. If you want to write us, we'd love that. Podcast
Please.
Or Billy Flynn or Vicar or from the weekly show, The Bruce at GeekRadioDaily.com. It's Friday, so we got new movies hitting screens. Also got geeky news all coming up on this Friday, June 20th, 2008, Geek Radio Daily.
Spanning the globe for the latest in news and happenings, welcome to the world of tomorrow, today. Dateline, April 6th, 1943.
The bank is on fire!
The bank is on fire!
It seems that Dr. Zhu's minions have struck again. This time, their target was the First Bank of Sapphire, disrupting this once perfect day in the city of tomorrow today. But out of nowhere, our great city's defender of justice appears.
Hey, who's there?
Hey, is there somebody up on the rooftop? Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, it can be.
Quick, get the boss.
Dr. Zhu's men do not seem to be prepared for the presence of Sapphire City's ever-vigilant guardian, Mr. Adventure, while they made the early morning withdrawal. What is this? Mr. Adventure is about to make quick work of Dr. Zhu's men once again. Oh, now. Are we about to witness the demise of one of Sapphire City's youngest?
Hey, help me, guys. Shoot over here.
Those brutes are breaking the foundation of that statue by that child. Surely that child will be crushed. Do you want to find out what happens next? Tune in to the amazing Pulp Adventures radio show at pulpadventures.net to see if Mr. Adventure is able to save that young boy and Sapphire City, the city of tomorrow, today. The amazing Pulp Adventures radio show. Old time radio, new time tech.
Oh, hex yeah! Geek Radio Daily for Friday, June 20th, 2008. All the geek without the weight flying at you like a new record from Death Tongue.
Sweet.
I say record because back when Death Tongue was around, we ain't had no CDs.
And you had to put
old school.
You had to put a quarter on it to make it
old school. Death Tongue.
Incredibly old school.
Rocked.
Dude, so like I've been chugging some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, check you out.
Diet Mountain Dew.
That's
but,
right.
Woo!
Very specific. So now you're better, right?
Yeah.
I had the a pot of coffee and a Red Bull on the way to work this morning, but that was like 5 or 6 hours ago. It's like 5 a.m. or whatever the hell it was that I came in here. And so it's gone by now.
Aww.
And I still haven't eaten any food, so all that's in my system.
You need to do something about
that. Wow! I know.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
No, I don't think you need ideas for movies anymore, because all you gotta do is just go and get old TV shows.
But this looks really good.
All right. Supposedly this is good. Get Smart comes out today. This is Steve Carell, and I'm going to assume sort of his posse, the usual crew you're going to see. In fact, from the trailers, you can already recognize, oh, yeah, there's that guy, and there's that guy, and yeah.
Dwayne Johnson's in the movie.
Dwayne Johnson is in the movie, right?
Anne Hathaway is in the movie.
Anne Hathaway.
Malcolm McDowell is in the movie.
You know my favorite way to enjoy Anne Hathaway?
I don't know. How was that?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So get smart. Steve Carell is Maxwell Smart on a mission to thwart the latest plot for world domination, apparently by an evil crime syndicate known as Chaos.
Yes.
Pretty much know what to expect with this one, right?
And what I loved about it is what he said at Comic-Con is that he, in his mind, he saw this as sort of like, you know, the Bourne Identity type of thing, where the silly that we see in it is not overtly silly. It's a smart movie where silly things happen.
So does it take place in the modern day?
I think it does, yes. It's sort of a reimagining, if you will.
Well, there's only other one picture. There's only one other picture. There we go. Coming out today, Billy Flynn.
That's true. And sir, once again, it's time to see Mike Myers do a silly voice.
Yeah, I know.
And say things in strange voices.
Yeah.
And awkward pauses.
Mike is funny.
He is. He's just doing his same shtick. Here's the thing that cashes all the checks.
But then again, you know, Will Ferrell.
Yep.
Exact same thing he does, too. Can you blame him? If you could get the kind of check that Mike Myers...
Go back and watch So I Married an Axe Murderer, yes, I can.
If you can go back and get... If you could get the kind of a check that he's going to cash for this movie, just for doing this... Yeah, I would, too.
The Love Guru
I'd sell
out today.
Out too. The Love Guru, it he just... stars as Guru Pitka, who comes to the U.S. to seek fame and fortune in the world of self-help and spirituality. It probably is a giggle fest of a rental.
Maybe, yeah.
You know?
There's parts of the trailer that look funny, but overall the funniest thing I've seen has been Justin Timberlake coming out.
Yeah.
So anybody order a pepperoni pizza?
Now my
That's
thought with
pretty
this,
funny.
The $9 that you'd spend going to the movie, instead spend the $9 renting it and buying a six pack.
Yeah. Easily. You know,
that's my
You'll
thought.
Have a much better
Hey, let me
time.
Say Daniel Neiman, who is the reviewer, the movie reviewer for our local rag, the Richmond Times-Dispatch, he gave Maxwell Smart's Get Smart 3.5 stars.
Really?
Yes, I saw it online today. Because he never likes anything
He never
that
likes
we
anything
like.
That we do.
So that means it's going to blow, right?
Is Kinda. That what we're afraid of? Might mean that, but yeah, no, I trust. Be. I All believe right. too much.
Okay. I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky perspective.
Well, I'll start. GamingReport.com says Dream Gear's new Wii racing wheel. It's out. First and only wheel controller on the market to feature a full-size base for stability when playing racing games. Better suited for more sophisticated racing simulations. It still detaches easily for in-game play. Multi-directional steering ensures compatibility with all Wii racing games. And the tabletop suction mounts firmly to secure to the full-size base of any hard surface. It's starting to sound dirty, isn't it?
But then you can't stand up and play. And the fun thing about it is tilting.
Well, that's true. Available in white, pink, or red and blue to coordinate with Mario Kart. Wii.
Look at my pink suction.
Find out more at dreamgear.net.
There is water, ice, on Mars.
Yes!
Within reach of the Mars lander, photographic evidence settles the debate over the nature of the white materials that were seen in photographs at Back to the Craft. There's pictures of it here. It'll be in the show notes. It is ice. These little clumps completely disappearing over the course of a few days. It's perfect evidence that it's ice, so they don't absolutely know it's ice. But they think they're pretty sure it's
that means
ice.
Soon they're definitely going to find evidence of a space modulator. All right, Newsarama says, according to Newsarama, and I knew this anyway, Heroes Con is this weekend. You're anywhere near Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been
That's
the last
right.
few years. The first time I haven't been in a while, but it's this weekend. Founded in 1982, Shelton Drum, good old Shelton, I won't see him this year, returns to Charlotte this weekend. Lots to do. Matt Wagner is there, Eric Larson, Mark Wade, Dan Didio. We were talking about him maybe being on the way out. He's going
to
be
Dan,
there.
I like some of the work you did, contrary to what people might be saying.
Steve Niles is there, 30 Days of Night. Roy Thomas.
Really?
Old Conan, he's going to be there. So, yeah, if you're anywhere near Charlotte, North Carolina this weekend, Heroes Con, check it out.
Alrighty, sir. Science is finally giving us more stuff that we really, really need and can really, really use.
I'm excited about that.
German scientists in Braunschweig have developed a helmet that can control model cars using only brain waves.
Nice.
Opening up exciting new possibilities for people with physical disabilities. The so-called brain-computer interface is based on the classic EEG, already widely used in medicine to measure electrical brain activity. Minute changes in voltage on the surface convert into signals that control the devices.
How long will it be before the floating mojo chair?
Oh, that would
not
be
long.
Could
not
you,
long.
You imagine the guy sitting there and there's his car just staring at you.
I have more Wii news. Okay. IGN LucasArts announced yesterday that Star Wars Clone Wars will blast its way onto the Wii in time for the holiday this year.
Ooh.
Lightsaber duels in development exclusively for the Wii. Wow, what else do you need to know about that? Built from the ground up for the Wii, Lightsaber Duels features an intuitive motion-controlled combat system that puts the lightsaber weapon in your hand for nonstop fun in time for the holiday, baby.
Sweet! Damn Spike right. Lee's new movie, he's acquired the rights to Time Traveler, a memoir by by Ronald Mallet, a theoretical physicist and one of the first African Americans to receive a PhD in the field. It's sort of interesting because with the book, it recounts his rise from poverty to a distinguished academic and scientific career, and then it lays out the technical specs for what Mallet envisions as a workable time machine. So that could be fun, and I'd like to order one from Matthew Lesko.
Oh, damn. So you're not going to be here next week.
I'm not,
this
sir.
This is going to be weird. We're going to have to do a whole week. We haven't done this in a while.
No.
Several days
not
in a row.
Not since the ninjas attacked me.
I know.
Me.
Monday through Friday of next week, it's going to be just like when the ninjas attacked Flynn in like early March or late February or something.
It was February.
Going to be all
February.
Vicar all the time next week, guys, so it will be a little bit of an abbreviated show, but don't worry. Flynn is going to be back the week after. In the
I'll
meantime...
I'll miss you all. I love
know.
You.
I know. We love you too, Billy. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes and review us while you're there. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com for some social geek working. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. GRD licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Check out the store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
We should have gone to Europe, or maybe even Haiti, or Antarctica, or the Dead Sea. We would have had a lot more fun.